Hello, everyone. I'm Dominique Johnson Lindsay, and welcome to the Active Listener Podcast by Lightspeed. For the past 3 decades, Lightspeed has journeyed with educators and tech experts across school districts. With our Active Listener Podcast, we are bringing the stories and experiences of our customers, education experts, and our own team members on how listening is foundational to education. Tune in as we amplify these vital voices and understand more about the people shaping the future of education. We hope every podcast listen will be a learning opportunity with Active Listener.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Dominique, the Digital Marketing Manager here at Lightspeed, and I'm so excited to have one of my colleagues joining me today, Erica Lopez. So before we get started, Erica, can you please introduce yourself to our audience?
Hi, yes, I'm Erica Lopez. I am currently working for Lightspeed as an education consultant, been doing that for a little over 9 months. Formerly, I was a teacher. I taught bilingual third grade math and science. I did that for 8 years, and I'm happy to be here with you today.
Yes, thank you. I know just based on that background, we have so much to cover. So I do want to kick it off with talking about just your experience as a teacher. So what kind of motivated you to be an educator, and what did you love about teaching the most?
Yeah. So what motivated me was, just thinking back to all the years that I was in school and all the great teachers that I had that really made a difference in my life, just simple things as just making one science activity very special, fun, and memorable, to those teachers that just had those close connections with your parents. All of that just really inspired me to want to do the same thing for young students and share those experiences with them. I love helping people, and, especially young people, and just helping guide them towards, the right path and finding those strengths. Sometimes, students and even us as adults, we might get shut down or feel like we're not capable of doing things. But, I like to remind them, you can definitely do it, and it's just finding that strength and working on that. And we'll work on the other, areas of improvement, and we'll get there. So just being a part of that journey with the students really motivated me to want to do that. And what I loved about teaching was really building those connections with students. So, at the end of the day, they are people. I know my job is there to teach them and instruct them and help them, with the content, but really just learning, social skills also, and just communicating and building relationships, getting to know them and their interests was just so special to me. I really love that, because there's so much about them that you might not notice, if you're just going on a day-to-day, just teaching, the content and moving on. So just really having those conversations with the students, with the parents, you learn so much. And then from there, you can actually use what you learn about them and integrate it into your lessons and just really make that even more special, all of those activities in the classroom.
I love it. And I do think hearing all of that definitely hits home for me. So my mom is a first grade teacher. She has been doing that for over 2 decades. And, I feel like it's the same whether you're a day one teacher or that wanting to create impact is so important.
Yeah.
So thinking about kind of your teaching career, what do you think was one of your most memorable teacher moments?
It's hard to pick just one specific moment. I mean, I could think of so many, just from the simple hugs students would come and give me, visiting the next school year. Sometimes it was those kids you wouldn't expect, to come back and visit you. And they're like, hey, miss you in your class. So all of those interactions were so special. If I had to pick maybe a time period, I know COVID was kind of it was a strange time. A lot was happening. But, from that, I think I learned so much about, being a teacher and working with students and finding creative ways to really, make that impact with them and the instruction. So, I was challenged. The students were challenged, but we worked together, even though we were virtually there together, we made it work. And getting those moments where I can just have them use their surroundings, to work on whatever topic we were doing. So it was a very memorable time, you know, for many different reasons. But yes, a lot of those moments, I remember I had one student who, you know, they really liked having those interactions or communications with us where it was just informal, we're just chatting. And, you know, virtually, it was a little harder to do. So sometimes they were like, can we have lunch with you? You know, we were on camera, but I'm like, sure, why not? So we were having our little lunch, you know, online. But sometimes they just wanted to showcase, you know, their talents. And I said, go for it. So I had one little girl who, you know, sat there and started playing her piano. I mean, it was amazing. It's just so many wonderful things, you know, that I saw. And, you know, I don't know if I would have seen all of those things had we been, you know, like normally in person. And so it was just, it was a different, you know, moment. And we just made it as positive as we could. And, you know, sharing those experiences was great. So, yeah, it's hard to pick one specific. So I kind of, you know, there's a few, but yeah.
That's really good, though. And I love hearing that because, you know, COVID is kind of like an unspoken time as far as like, you know, what happens. We hear a lot about the learning loss side of things, mm-hmm. but I think these are some of the more positive experiences that people are sharing about just like learning stuff and still building connections with students. So that's wonderful. Yeah. And the next question I have is, you know, I know now you're outside of your teacher role. So what do you think is one of the most common misconceptions that people have about what happens in schools or in the classroom now that you're on the outside?
So something that I, you know, that comes to mind is possibly that people might think that, you know, teaching is as simple as we're going in, the teachers are delivering their lesson, you know, it's that just deliver, stand and deliver type of method. And, you know, when they're not talking, they're just sitting behind their desk possibly and just, you know, waiting for 3 o'clock or the time, you know, day's over and we're going home. And, you know, that's simply not the case. There's so much involved in the day to day. As a teacher, you know, it's just, you never know. Every day can look so much different than the next. You might have something great planned out and you're, you know, giving your lesson and things just might not be working out. And you have to just be okay with that, adjust as needed, accommodate, get flexible, you know, and that's where that differentiation piece really comes into play. And so, you know, there's so much to it, a lot of preparation, a lot of just meeting those different needs that are in the classroom because all the students are not learning, you know, at the same pace. And so even though we might think, you know, oh, I can just go ahead and give this lesson, move on the next day, give this next one. It's not as simple as that. So there's just a lot involved, you know, and I think that's something that, you know, that's important to be aware of is, you know, you never know how the next day might be, but we're going to make it work. And it's just, again, having those conferences with students, getting to know, you know, where they're at and how we can work on those ways to improve them. So, you know, every day can just look a little differently.
I can believe that. I think kids are super unpredictable. And then layering that on top of work makes it even more of a challenge. So I totally believe that. And I feel like there's just not enough thank yous to go around for how much that teachers actually do. So mm-hmm. I love hearing that. Of course, you're now here with us at Lightspeed. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of curious because I know me coming in, I worked in a lot of different backgrounds and I was not familiar at all with instructional audio. Like the concept was just so foreign to me. A little bit about maybe audibility and intelligibility, but not really anything about any tools that kind of help, you know, improve that environment. So I'm curious, what was your familiarity with instructional audio prior to coming to Lightspeed?
So similar to you, I mean, it was new to me. I had heard a little bit here and there, like you said, about like audibility and, you know, that equity sound piece that's so important, but mostly in relation to like special education students or maybe like for certain behavior management strategies and things like that. But, you know, it was the actual like overview of instructional audio and how it can be implemented for all students was new. And I'm like, well, this is neat. You know, as soon as I started learning more about it, I'm like, oh my gosh, this should be in all of the classrooms. This is amazing because communication is, you know, we use it every single day. And it's just, that's the foundational piece for, you know, our students learning, for us communicating even now as adults. And so once I learned more about it, I was, you know, like, wow, this is great. I definitely see all of the benefits and how it can be used with everyone. And so, you know, and it's also so different from other technology that we might be used to seeing in the classroom. So we have, you know, our laptops, you know, the student laptops, you have your displays where your lessons are presented, software programs, but this, you know, is different. And but it is so impactful, you know, and it's a simple tool, but yet so powerful. And so once I learned more about it, I was just blown away. It's great.
same. I'm like, oh my God, why have I not heard of this? I feel like this is just amazing. And I think about it, like, I was in school for 12 years and I've never seen anything like this, you know, at my school. So I think, or at least I wasn't knowledgeable. So I definitely think there is something to, you know, that all students need it, because there are, you know, these tools where, like, audiologists have already kind of talked about, like, hey, this is something vital. But I think once you really understand the tool, you understand, like, how it impacts all students. So I agree. Mm-hmm. So before we kind of hop into my next line of kind of questioning, I thought it was kind of important to just say, like, to tell everyone what it is that you do for Lightspeed. So these questions kind of make a little bit of sense. So can you kind of explain that?
Sure. So for Lightspeed, I am an education consultant. So right now I'm working closely with one specific school district here in the Houston area. And I go and support teachers with using the instructional audio systems in their classroom, specifically the Activate system. So that is a very, you know, collaborative tool that students can use in the classroom. So I train teachers on site. I provide training virtually, you know, create support documents, resources, whatever they need, I'm there. If it's even troubleshooting needs, I'm there. So, you know, it's just a lot of that support and just giving some ideas on how they can implement it in the classroom with their students.
Gotcha. So that's kind of why I wanted to make sure we talked about it, because one of the questions I had really revolved around Activate. Activate is a very niche product for us, but I think it is so powerful. And so I wanted to ask you a couple questions about just using the Activate system and things that you've seen in your role. So first, you know, with your experience in helping coach and train teachers and just make the most of the Activate system, what do you kind of say are maybe like the two to three main reasons why they should use Activate?
So I would say one reason is definitely so everyone can be heard and understood. You know, you have your microphones, your flex mics, which is great, you know, perfect for the teacher, that second pass around microphone. But now with the Activate system, you also have pods. And so having these student pods available, it allows the students to have even more opportunities now to be heard. So no matter where the students are in the classroom, the teacher can give the students permission to actually speak into the classroom speaker from anywhere in the classroom, as long as they're within range. And so that, and it's a big range, so they can be, you know, from one corner of the classroom to the next. And so that is really powerful. You know, I've heard teachers that they themselves might have some hearing difficulties say, like, this is amazing because, you know, I had trouble sometimes hearing my students from the back of the classroom or, you know, wherever they were. And now I can just easily allow them to speak and I can hear them, but the students can also hear the teacher because they have their flex mic. So it really allows for that distribution of voice for both students and teachers. Another reason I would say is also because it allows the teachers a different way to monitor their small groups. So it is just a very simple tool that can, but so effective, you know, when teachers are using it, they can be working with a small group at, you know, maybe a back table. And while their students are working on other collaborative activities, the teacher is able to simply tune in to those groups using the headphones or the earbud and be able to monitor those conversations happening, which is just very, very great way to, you know, catch any misconceptions, but even those great, like, like aha moments that students might have when they're working together, you know, and problem solving. And then the teacher is able to provide that feedback as needed and without having to actually go and interfere with the learning. So, you know, as students, even us as adults, you know, if someone gets a little close to you, you might feel a little different or kind of stop whatever you're doing. And so instead of the teacher having to physically go up to the group, they can monitor from a distance and then, you know, later when appropriate, conference with the students or intervene as needed. But that authentic learning is still happening. And then I would say probably the third reason would be just overall, you know, it really helps to build that engagement and collaboration in the classroom. So students are participating more. They're engaged with the learning. You know, the teacher can even record that learning happening to even enhance that engagement more, and also use that as evidence of the learning happening and have those great conversations with, you know, even the students, just showing them back those recordings or showing the parents these recordings. You know, it's just a really great way to build that, you know, collaborative learning environment with the students.
Makes total sense. And I'd love to hear how, you know, there's a lot of different benefits to it. Of course, we think about things in kind of like a silo sometime of, oh, they can just use it to check in on students. And it's like, oh no, there's beyond that. That just sounds really good. And I think for me seeing it, I realized how much it benefits across different age groups. So initially when I came to Lightspeed, I always kind of view Activate as something for older kids. And so I'd love to hear how people have used it in like the elementary schools and the benefit that it has had there. So,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So I know having like newer technology, sometimes teachers can be apprehensive to want to use it. It's like, you know, we don't need all this stuff. So what are some key tips or advice that you provide to teachers to get them started using Activate?
So I definitely tell them, you know, start slow. You don't have to use all of the features right away. Of course, you have the, you know, some teachers that are all for it, and that's great. And I'm here to support them with that. But as you said, you know, most might be a little apprehensive. There's a lot going on that they might already be learning or, you know, working on. And so adding this on, we want to show them, you know, this is here to support you. We don't want it to be something stressful. So let's take it, you know, step by step. So the first thing is, you know, I tell them setting those expectations with students is really important. Just having that conversation of, you know, what the system is, you know, what are the microphones for, what are the flex mics and the pods for, you know, all of that. And it doesn't have to be a whole lesson. I tell them, you know, it's just you letting them know what it is, because if not, they might just continue asking or they might not understand the purpose of them. And I feel like, you know, if everyone understands the purpose of the system, then it'll work more effectively. And then just establishing procedures, those can be, you know, look a little different depending on the activity that's taking place and how they're using them in that day. So that's something I also I tell them, you know, you have that flexibility to use this system however you see fit. So you might use it one way today, a different way tomorrow. That's okay. But just establishing those expectations with students, you know, before distributing the pods can really help. And then, you know, the first time as they're getting familiar with the components is really just understanding, okay, let me just focus first on listening, right? And so I'm just listening in. I'm only, you know, monitoring the groups. I'm getting familiar with the volume level. You know, do I need to adjust it? Is the earbud okay? Do I want to use just the flex mic or the app also to go along with this? So they're kind of just getting, you know, to familiarize themselves with that part. And then once they're comfortable with the listening, now you can move on to that next step where now we're having those conversations with students. We're speaking with them. We're having those two-way conversations. They can press the call button on the pods when they need help. So, you know, we're moving into, you know, those next steps progressively. And then, of course, you know, once they feel comfortable with that part, now we can even have them share. So this is, you know, that really great bonus feature of the students being able to share from no matter where they are in the classroom. So, you know, depending on what activity they're doing, that's, you know, up to the teacher how they decide to activate the pods for students to speak into. And then, of course, you know, all those wonderful bonus features in the app. I'm like, that's once you're comfortable with, you know, the basics of the system, you're speaking to the pods, you're listening into them. If you're up for it, go ahead and try the recording feature, you know, go ahead and try those extra features in the app. And that's where, you know, I let them know I'm more than happy to come by and support you with that. We can work through it together. But let's first, you know, make sure we're comfortable with these other steps before we get into those bonus features.
Gotcha. That makes total sense. And I love kind of this step-by-step process because I think it takes some of the overwhelm away. We know our systems are really easy to use, but I think easy is always relative to who is using it and what they're using it for, because easy is fine, but if you already feel like, you know, you have a million things to do, nothing feels easy. And so I love this like step-by-step of just getting the teachers more comfortable in engaging the students along the way, because I also feel like, you know, things work better when the students are really excited to use and really prepared to use. You know, we've heard stories all the time about how, you know, teachers will begin using mics and stop using mics, and the teachers, the students will then ask, you know, can you put the microphone back on? Because, you know, I really could hear you better, in those kind of stories. And so I think because of that, we know if the students are engaged, it works better. And that kind of brings me to my next point, which was, have you heard or seen, since you've been working with us, any kind of feel good stories about seeing Activate in the classroom, or any kind of firsthand accounts from teachers about the impact of Activate in the classroom?
Yeah, so a few things I've heard, you know, is just how much it really does enhance the engagement in the classroom, and that participation and the students feeling more excited to actually share and communicate. You know, there's a few teachers that I've spoken with that just love the way that, you know, the students can work out in the hallway on whatever projects they're doing and have that creative space. They can take a pod out there with them, and the teacher might be inside of the classroom, but still be able to monitor them that way. So, you know, it gives both of them that flexibility, the students and the teacher, yet we're still connected. So just being connected in that way is wonderful. I've heard teachers just share how amazing it is to monitor students' reading. So especially for those younger students, you know, they just have the pods out and they're able to tune in and listen to those students. And they're like, wow, you know, the student is progressing amazingly, but the student might be a little, you know, shy or something when they're reading right in front of me. So giving that, you know, opportunity to listen into them that way has been great. So overall, yeah, it's just they share a lot of those amazing, you know, experiences where they're just happy to be able to still feel connected with their students, even from a distance, empowering those shy students also, quick redirects. I know I walked into one room where there was a student, it might have been kinder, such a cute little boy, and he was, you know, a little squirmy in his seat. And the teacher's like, I'm gonna use the you know, the earbud and the microphone to just let him know I'm, you know, that to get in his seat. And so the pod was right there by him. And I mean, she whispered, and, you know, the pods and mics are sensitive. They pick up very quiet sounds, so they're really great for that. And so she got onto the mic and, you know, selected his pod and was like, hey, could you please sit in your chair? You know, something as simple as that. And, you know, he just kind of looked around and just got on his chair, didn't say anything. None of the other students noticed what happened, you know, so it wasn't like he was put on the spot, but he knew that he just needed to, you know, just sit down. It was time to sit for that moment. And it was just such a quick, you know, like interaction, but it made all the difference, you know, so it was just great. So I see a lot of those little moments like that, and it's just wonderful to see.
I love it. I love it. And that's so refreshing to hear all the different ways that it's being used, because I think there's always use cases that we don't think about or are not as common. So that's exciting. So for the last part of the podcast, we get to what I call the fun part, where I ask a couple of questions that I think are just pretty unique to us. And what we do. So my first question is, If you could remove any barrier in the world for children, what would it be?
Ooh, any barrier. That's a good one. I don't know. I mean, you know, there's a lot of learning barriers I can think of, you know, things like that. It's just, you know, with students or with children, we're not sure of their home environments and things like that. So, yeah, that's what I would have to think of. I don't know. I mean, you know, another could be for sure, like language barriers. That could be something for even us as adults, is those, you know, language barriers that sometimes might affect our learning, or the way that we're understanding and just able to socialize with others. So, you know, that's one where if I was able to eliminate that barrier, you know, help the students somehow, our children with that, I definitely would.
That tracks, and that's a new one. So, of course, we ask this question every episode, and that is the first time for this one. So I love it. Okay. My last question is, what is your favorite sound in the world?
Ooh, my favorite sounds in the world. There are so many great sounds. I mean, you know, you can't go wrong with just the sound of like trickling water or waves, but I'd have to say, probably my cat's purring. It's such a sweet, like soothing, calming sound, you know, just you're petting them and you just hear that purr. It's a nice sound.
I love it. And I don't have cats. I have dogs, but I get that sometimes, I will say my dogs, sometimes they go a little crazy, but sometimes it is very refreshing. They are, of course, part of the family. So to hear them, it's like, aw.
Oh, sweet.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I think this conversation was so great, and I love a glimpse into the world of Activate and into, you know, districts and getting close up and kind of hearing about that. So I want to thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, it was a great conversation with you.
That's all for today's Active Listener. Thanks for tuning in. Share your comments on this episode on our Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn social media pages. You can visit our website at lightspeed-tech.com to learn more about our mission to ensure every student hears every word. And subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Until next time, let your listening be as active as your learning.